From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank, sitting in for Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, do Americans really want compromise? Our new NPR series, Crossing the Divide, ventures into a high school civics class.
First, though, horrific violence in Baghdad today. At least 88 people were killed, most of them in two coordinated car bomb attacks on a Shiite commercial district. Today's violence follows a deadly weekend for U.S. forces in Iraq, with 27 troops killed in separate incidents.
The worst of those incidents was the crash of a Black Hawk helicopter northeast of Baghdad on Saturday. That crash killed 12 American soldiers. Five U.S. troops were killed Saturday in an ambush on a government building in Karbala. That's a Shiite holy city. I'm joined now from Baghdad by Ernesto Londoño. He's a reporter for The Washington Post, and welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Well, tell us first about the marketplace bombing today. It killed more people even than last week's attack on the university. So is there a sense that this kind of violence, these massive car bomb attacks, are increasing?
The city certainly is on edge. This bomb comes on the second day of a 10-day Shiite holiday, Ashura. And it happened in a crowded Shiite market in the central Baghdad, in a part of town called Bab al-Sharhari. This market is a very crowded street where people peddle anything from clothes, DVDs, things along those lines. And the explosives, we're told, were placed on sort of opposite sides of the street market. So there's a lot of pedestrian traffic, and they were detonated almost simultaneously.
So is there a sense then among people there in Baghdad that they shouldn't be going out anymore to public places like these marketplaces?
People here that I've spoken to are limiting the amount of time they spend outdoors and really changing their routines. Even many of our staffers, of our local Iraqi staffers who work with us, who normally go home at the end of the day, are choosing to stay in our bureau. Certainly after dark, people are moving very, very little around the city.
All right, now let's get to the deaths of the American service members. The crash of the Black Hawk helicopter on Saturday, has the Pentagon identified a cause there?
Military officials on the ground here in Baghdad have said that the cause is still under investigation. They have not confirmed reports from Iraqi officials and from witnesses that the helicopter was shot down, but they have not denied those reports.
And also the raid in Karbala, killing five U.S. service members, an audacious raid from what I understand from reading your story in today's Washington Post, that it was carried out by men wearing American uniforms.
Correct. The people who were behind this attack were traveling much like American or other foreign dignitaries who would travel around Iraq these days. They were driving 6 to 7 GMC trucks that appear to be armored vehicles, much like a convoy used by, you know, diplomats or any other people on official business here. And that is why they were able to get to the government building where they unleashed this attack with grenades and other weapons. Iraqi officials we've spoken here say it's an unprecedented and worrisome attack because of the technique that was used.
Any idea how they would have gotten a hold of these uniforms?
It's unclear. You know, there are military uniforms for sale here. The description we received was that they were wearing uniforms that looked legitimate and were carrying ID cards that looked legitimate. But keep in mind that American and foreign dignitaries traveling in Iraq try to move very quickly, and by and large, they do. And if they look like they're an official convoy, nobody's going to give them trouble.
Ernesto Londoño is a reporter for The Washington Post in Baghdad. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.